to it, sir. Good night. Stand beside him or her, I say, you are the one who get my attention.
Redemption Way.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The same God that our fathers told us about his wonderful works. He is still God. But do you want to begin to experience or continue to experience a life of signs and wonders? Then prepare your minds to attend the 2012 Annual Holy Ghost Congress of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. The week-long program, full of diverse ministrations that will better your life, holds between the 10th and the 15th of December at the Congress Ground, Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos-Ibadan Expressway, Southwest Nigeria. The theme is Signs and Wonders. Ministering will be Pastor E.A. Adeboye, General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, and other men of God from across the globe. Come and receive the anointing so that signs and wonders can follow you always. You are made for signs and wonders. You have to live a life worthy of it. Jesus Christ can guarantee you that.
But by the time you are coming for next year's Congress, everybody will treat you special. Hey!
Lift our hands to the Almighty God and begin to give Him glory and begin to give Him honor. Worship the Ancient of Days. Bless the King of Kings. Bless the Lord of Lords. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. He's worthy to be praised. Worthy to be adored. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. He's the Almighty God. There's nothing impossible for Him. He reigns supreme. Bless His holy name. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Bless the Almighty God. Let Him hear your voice. Tell Him you love Him. Tell Him you appreciate Him. Give Him all the glory, all the honor. Magnify the Ancient of Days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we worship you. We adore you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Now lift your voice to Him and say, Father. Is you have come to me tonight. Let me have an encounter with you. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Almighty God, you are the one that came to me tonight. I'm not here to meet any man. I'm come so I can meet with you, Lord. Please let me have an encounter with you. Almighty God, let me have an encounter with you tonight. An unforgettable encounter. Please, Lord, let me have an encounter with you tonight. Let me have an encounter with you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now let's lift our voices to him and say, Father, don't let me leave the way I came. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Let me live here better, healthier, stronger, more anointed, closer to you than ever before. Don't let me live the way I came. Oh Lord, take me to a higher level. Don't let me live the way I came. Do something new in my life. Before I leave this place tonight, do something new in my life. Don't let me live the way I came. Thank you, my Father, my God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, by the time I leave this place, let me sing a new song. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. By the time I leave this place, Lord, let me sing a new song. A new song of victory. A new song of triumph. A new song of joy. A new song of breakthrough. Father, let me sing a new song. By the time I leave this place, Almighty God, let me sing a new song. Let me sing a new song. Oh Lord, let me sing a new song. Let me sing a new song of victory. A new song of joy. A new song of breakthrough. Let me sing a new beautiful song. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And then, in case you have your Bible, or if there's enough light for you to read, then you can look at Mark chapter 10. I'm reading from verse 46 to 52. Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. We are discussing tonight the theme, beauty for ashes. Normally, what I would have loved to do as someone who has been trained as a mathematician is to start by defining our terms. What do we mean by beauty? What do we mean by ashes? But when it comes to defining beauty, we will run into a problem. Because what the Europeans will call beauty might not be what the Africans will call the beauty. What the Japanese will call beauty might be a little different from what the Arabs might call beauty. So let's leave the beauty outside the definition. Just whatever beauty is to you is beauty. As for ashes, I don't think we'll have any disagreement on that. Ashes usually are leftovers after fire has done its work. Ashes are that part of the wood that fire rejected and said, I cannot turn this one to flame. Everything about ashes is bad. Everything about ashes is depressing. Everything about ashes is evil. So when we talk about beauty for ashes, it means God is going to look at someone here today and take everything in your life that is unpleasant, useless, rejected, and turn it around to something beautiful, something glorious, something acceptable, something attractive. If you are the one, let me hear your amen. Now in the story we read in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52, we just want to use that story as our case study in how God can change ashes to beauty. For example, this man called Bartimaeus got light in place of darkness. Everybody knows that darkness is evil. Everything about darkness is bad. We don't have to spend time analyzing that one. But we know that light is good. In Genesis chapter 1, if you read it from verse 1 to 4, Genesis 1 verse 1 to 4, the Bible tells us that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The reason everything was formless, the reason everything was empty, the reason everything was out of order was because darkness was present. Then the Almighty God said, let there be light. And immediately there was light. And the Bible tells us that when God looked at the light, he said, behold, it was good. Everything that is bad in your life will be chased away tonight in Jesus' name. This man received light for darkness because the one who was passing by, according to John chapter 9 verse 5, John chapter 9 verse 5, is the light of the world. The one who is paying you a visit in Toronto tonight is the light of the world. And according to John chapter 1 verse 4 to 5, John 1 verse 4 to 5, the Bible says in him was life. And the life was the light of men. And he said, the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot overcome it. I'm praying for someone here tonight. The light of God that is about to shine into your life will never go out in Jesus' name. Now, some people who, wherever they go, they just find that people hate them. For no reasons at all. People just cannot tolerate them. And they don't know why. Well, it still has to do with forces of darkness. But the Almighty God has the ability to change hatred to love.
Because the very people who were asking Bartimaeus to shut up were the same people who came back to him and said, "Be of good cheer, he calleth thee." I have good news for someone here today. All those who have hated you up to this moment suddenly will become your friends. Why? Because in Proverbs 16 verse 7, the Bible says, if a man's ways please God, it will cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. The Bible tells us in Psalm 23 verse 5, he said, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies." And then in Proverbs 8 verse 24, the Bible says there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Even though you may not know any friend up to this moment, I have good news for you. There is a friend who will stay by your side 24/7. Because he made a promise in Hebrews 13 verse 5. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is someone here who has been growing weaker by the day. He asked me to tell you, your strength is returning. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Lord said, there's a woman here. He said, as I was speaking, you had a rumbling in your stomach. He said, it's a sign to you that your womb has been untied. Congratulations, whoever you are. By this time next year, you'll bring your children with you. In Hebrews 13 verse 5, he promised, he said, "I will never leave you, I will never forsake you." Anywhere you go, there will be a friend. And that friend is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now, the third thing that we see in this story of Bartimaeus is that initially it looks as if his prayers would not be answered. But before the story was over, no has become yes. Which is good news for all of us who are here tonight. Every prayer you have prayed before that had not been answered, tonight you will receive an answer to all of them. When you go through the scriptures, you find an example in John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. John 2, verse 1 to 11. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was invited to a wedding. And while he was at the wedding, they ran out of wine. And when they ran out of wine, the mother came to him and said, they lack wine. And he said to the mother, "Don't bother me. My time has not yet come." In other words, I'm not even here anyway as the master of ceremony. I'm just a guest. Leave me alone. But the same Bible tells us that before the day was over, the no has already become a yes. Every one of you here tonight who had had your request turned down, get ready for a surprise. In Matthew 15 verse 21 to 28, the Bible tells us the story of another woman who came to Jesus Christ and said, "Please, have mercy on me. My daughter is grievously vexed of the devil." The Bible said Jesus did not answer her a word. She kept on pressing and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." And she was making so much noise, the disciples said to the Lord, "Send this woman away, the noise is disturbing us." Take note, they didn't say give her what she wanted. They just said get rid of her. And Jesus Christ said, "I am not sent but unto the lordship of the house of Israel." And the woman came and said, fell at his feet and worshipped him. I think he must have discovered a secret, that if we worship God, he will not say no to you. He fell at his feet and worshipped him and said, "Have mercy on me. I know I'm not of the household of Israel, but just have mercy." Jesus said, "I can't give the bread of children to dogs." He said, "I know I'm a dog. But this dog is not going to get up from her knees until she got a miracle." And the Almighty God said, "You got it." And somebody here today, you will not go home without your miracle.
You're watching
Redemption Way.
Somebody here today, you will not go home without your miracle. You see, because the Almighty God made a promise in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, he said, if you call upon me, I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know before. In John 14 verse 14, one of my favorite scriptures, the Almighty Jesus Christ said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That promise will be fulfilled in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Bartimaeus had been stagnant for years. For 40 years, every day they will carry this man, put him by the roadside, and he will remain there until they return for him. And he had not made a single progress in 40 years. Because he was a blind man, he was a beggar, there was nothing else he could become. If you want to say he had promotion, maybe he had become a senior beggar. But in a single day, God exchanged stagnation and gave him promotion. That's going to be the testimony of someone here today. Because as we already heard earlier today in Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7, thank you, Lord. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, I should just tell you simply that the bleeding has stopped. He said, the fellow concerned will understand. Hallelujah. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He asked me to tell you, he said, this month you will not weep. He says the fellow concerned will also understand. Now, Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7 says, promotion does not come from the east or from the west or from the south. He said, but God is the judge. He lifts up one, he puts down another. He will lift you up in Jesus' name. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8, the Bible tells us that the Almighty God can pick up a beggar from the dunghill and continue to promote him until he begins to sit with the princes. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 to 13, 1 Samuel 16, verse 11 to 13, the Bible tells us that in less than 24 hours, the Almighty God picked the shepherd boy and turned him to a king. I have good news for someone here today. Sudden promotion is coming your way. And the promotion will be very, very rapid. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, the Bible tells us the story of a man who was born lame. He also was about 40 years old. And they always put him by the beautiful gate. And he had been there for 40 years. Always on one spot. Until the Almighty God paid him a visit. And all of a sudden, the man who had been stagnant for 40 years began walking and leaping and praising God. I pray for someone here today that by the time you are leaving this place, you'll be walking, you'll be leaping, and you'll be praising God. Some of you heard me share this testimony, maybe during the Congress or the other, or one of the other meetings. One of my sons came to me and said, Daddy, I'm tired of staying in one spot. And I've applied for a big job. I've been called for the interview. I want you to help me. I want that job. So I said, fine, let us pray. He said, no, don't pray. Just speak a word. I said, all right, if that's your faith. I said, the interview will be easy. You will get the job. He said, amen. The following day, he came back excited. He said, I prepared very hard for the interview. But when I got there, they asked me only three questions. Question number one, what is your name? I told them. Question number two, what did you apply for?
I told them, Deputy Managing Director, question number 3, when can you start? He said, I'm starting tomorrow. I'm starting tomorrow. I said, congratulations. He said, no, speak another word. So I said, all right, well, you will succeed there. God will promote you. He said, amen. The day after that, he came again, trembling with excitement. And what happened? He said, Daddy, you can't believe this. I got back to the place, and I was asked to go to the boardroom, and I met the same people who interviewed me. And he says, young man, after you left yesterday, our MD resigned. Are you ready for the work of the MD? So I said, congratulations. He said, no, speak another word. So I said, all right. I said, all right, the God who has started the good work in you will complete it. Anyway, I know you will find this difficult to believe, but I'm telling you a true story. The following day, he came back again. This time, he was almost speechless with excitement. He said, Daddy, you won't believe this. When I got to the place, the same group of people, they said I should come to the boardroom. I met them in the boardroom, and they said, young man, we have discovered the reason why our managing director resigned. Our competitors offered them double the salary we were paying. And since we don't want you to go, we will double your salary. I said, congratulations. He said, no, speak another word. I said, do you want to collect the company from the owners? I believe the reason God is asking me to share that with you tonight is because there is someone here who wants me to speak a word. Why don't you stand on your feet? And just for 1 minute, we have not finished. This is just the Holy Spirit doing his own thing. Whatever it is you want me to agree with you upon, talk to the Lord for just 1 minute. Talk to him, and then I will speak a word. Just a word. Thank you, Lord. All right, let's begin to bring our prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, receive your miracle. That which you have requested, receive it right now. From this moment, begin to move from glory to glory. From this moment, begin to move from testimony to testimonies. Beginning from this very moment, may your joy begin to overflow. And may your testimony be bigger than the one I've just shared. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Go ahead, give the Lord a big round of applause. And then you may please be seated. Now, the fifth thing that happened in the life of Bartimaeus, as you know, the Bible said clearly that he was a beggar, is that he never had to beg again. He got wealth in place of poverty. I thank God that when my brother was leading us in prayer, he said something about the prayer of the Lord, that he wanted the will of God to be done on earth as it is in heaven. He mentioned one thing. I don't know if you missed that one. I was in the prayer room, but just at that moment, it was as if God wanted me to hear, so he brought me out of the spirit so I can listen to what's going on. That, do you know there's no poverty in heaven? How many of you heard that one? Because that word came tonight, poverty will become a stranger to you. The man had an encounter with Jesus Christ.
And suddenly he got wealth for poverty, because John chapter 10 verse 10, John 10 verse 10, Jesus Christ said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Now the one who could say that one, you need to ask him, how can you promise me life more abundantly? Who are you? Well, if he had asked him, he would have told him, I am the Lord. And the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. That's Psalm 24 verse 1. He could have told him, I am the Lord. And according to Haggai chapter 2 verse 8, Haggai chapter 2 verse 8, silver is mine and gold is mine, saith the Lord. And the Bible made it abundantly clear. In 3 John verse 2, he said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your souls prosper. I pray for every one of you here today, prosperity will become your portion. Now, I know that many preachers have preached prosperity out of proportion. They've preached prosperity in such a manner that it has become a bit repugnant to certain people. But please, the fact that some people stretch this thing too far doesn't mean that it is not true. And believe me honestly, prosperity is better than poverty. I've tasted both. I prefer prosperity. And if you don't want to prosper, just tell the Almighty God that your own portion of wealth will be sent to me, because I need money to do the work I'm doing. How many of you will want to prosper? Beginning from now, receive prosperity in Jesus' name. And Psalm 35 verse 27. Psalm 35 verse 27. Psalm 35 verse 27 says, let God be glorified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. In other words, when the people of God prosper, it gives pleasure to God. God has no pleasure in poverty. And I thank God that he has spared Canada, like he told me 5 years ago, that he will spare Canada from the economic crisis that was coming. And I think he spared Canada because of you. Because he said, if you are willing and you are obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And from the good of this land, you will prosper in Jesus' name. From tonight onward, you will leave the category of the poor. Because God will give you wealth for prosperity. And then, number 6, thing that this man got as an exchange that day was that as a blind man, a man born blind, it was a hopeless situation. Doctors can help you if you have bad eyesight. But when you are born blind, there's very little anybody can do for you. But that day, hope came for the hopeless. And every one of you that your case has been described as hopeless, because you came today, hope will come your way now. Why? Because in Colossians chapter 1 verse 27, Colossians 1:27, the Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Almighty God said in Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10, Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10, the Almighty God says, say ye to the righteous, he shall be well with him. Tell your neighbor, my tomorrow will be all right. Please say it as if you really mean it. Because that is the word of God. With God, there is no hopeless cases at all. Ezekiel 37, verse 1 to 10. Ezekiel 37, verse 1 to 10 tells us that this God is so powerful, he can make dry bones live again. The Bible talked about the valley of dry bones, and he said, to let you appreciate how hopeless the situation is, he said, not only is the valley, are the bones dry, he said, and lo, they were very dry. And yet the Almighty God turned those dry bones around and they become a mighty army. Every hopeless situation in your life, will be turned around tonight. I can give you several testimonies to that. Those of you who watch the Holy Ghost service on the internet every first Friday of the month, you probably had the testimony of one of the sisters there who had been barren for 26 years. And the doctor said, there's just nothing that can happen. You are barren, you are barren, full stop. And while she was giving her testimony, she showed us the baby after 26 years. But you may say, well, we've seen that kind before. What about this story that some of you who are old will probably remember? It's a long ago time that miracle happened. One of my children is in the business of making soap. And in making soap, you have to mix some acids together. So there was this Saturday night, and because he will not come to work on Sunday, he decided to mix the acid before closing. Everybody had closed, everybody had gone home, and as he was mixing the acid, he slipped, fell, and the bowl of acid fell on his face. And nobody around, he couldn't see, he was groaning in pain. One man was just passing by and saw the door of the factory open. And said, this man is not a careless kind of person. He wouldn't leave the door of his factory open. Somebody broke in. And the man went in to investigate and found this man in pain. In the meantime, the acid had been doing some terrible work. So that man rushed him to the hospital. And by the time the doctor finished giving him first aid, he began to ask him questions. Are you married? He said, yes. Have you any child at all? Yes. Have you a child that is at least about 10 or so years old? Yes. Why are you asking me this question? The doctor said, because you will never see again. The acid had eaten up your eyes. So you are going to need someone now who will be leading you by the hand. And this, my son said, okay, thank you very much. Now we have had the doctor's report. Could you please take me to my daddy so that we can hear the Lord's report? When they brought him, I will tell you the truth. Even my own faith was shaken. But you know, being a pastor, you have to put up a bold face and begin to quote the Bible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Today, more than 30 years later, he still reads without glasses. Because there is a God who can reverse the irreversible. There is a God who can make dry bones live again. That God is going to do something in your life today in Jesus' name. So when they tell you that your case is incurable, when they tell you that your problem is due to old age, when they tell you that there's nothing anybody can do to help you, just remember, there is a God who can change hopelessness and give you hope. There is a God who can reverse the irreversible. There's just one more point, and then we'll move on. And that is that we don't have to be physically present that day to know that Bartimaeus got joy in place of sorrow. Believe me honestly, there's nothing glad in being blind. There's nothing pleasant in being a beggar. Ask any decent man, he will tell you he would rather work than receive what do they give them here? Welfare. Thank God for nations like this that give welfare to those who have no work. God help my beloved country. My country, you have no work, that's the end of the story. Nobody knows how you feed, and nobody cares. But ask any decent man, he will tell you, I would rather work and get a decent pay than being on welfare. Nobody wants to be a beggar. Nobody wants to wait on someone else before they can eat. And all of a sudden, Bartimaeus discovered darkness is gone. Poverty is gone. Stagnation is gone. I can now begin to make progress. You can imagine the joy that he got that day. Those of you who have not known joy for a long time, your day of joy is beginning now. Why? Because the one he had an encounter with, according to Psalm 16 verse 11, Psalm 16 verse 11, is the source of joy. The Bible says in the presence of God there is the fullness of joy. And then the Bible says in Psalm 126 verse 1 to 3, Psalm 126 verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, when God turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Somebody here who had not laughed for a long time, beginning from now, you begin to laugh. Yes. Almighty God can give you joy in place of sorrow. As a matter of fact, according to John 16 verse 24, John 16 verse 24, if you are a Christian, joy is just for the asking. He said, hitherto you have asked me nothing. Ask till your joy be full. That kind of joy called joy unspeakable. Joy full of glory. May the Almighty God give it to you today in Jesus' name. Now, so, when we talk about beauty for ashes, I've given you seven examples of how God can change ashes to beauty. He can give you light in place of darkness. He can give you love in place of hatred. He can give you yes in place of no. He can give you progress in place of stagnation. He can give you wealth in the place of poverty. He can give you hope in place of hopelessness. And he can give you joy in the place of sorrow. But there's something in this story that we had used as an example that I need to point out to you. The Bible said they came to Jericho. Jesus came to Jericho. And a great multitude followed him. Now the Bible doesn't waste words. If the Bible simply said a multitude followed him, we will understand that means a crowd was there. But he said a great multitude. That means the crowd was large. Do you know that out of that great multitude, only Bartimaeus got a miracle? We are many here tonight. This place is full. I guess that there might be some people in the overflow, because I can see some people standing over there. Do you know it is possible for the Almighty God to pick just one person, give that fellow beauty for ashes, and end the program? He's done it before. In John chapter 5, verse 2 to 9. John 5, verse 2 to 9. In the pool of at Bethesda, the Bible said there were a multitude there, multitude of sick, withered, blind, all kinds. And there was a man who had been there for 38 years. And Jesus went to that one man, healed him, and left the place. Now, he could heal all of them, but he's the Almighty God. He's sovereign. He does as he pleases. He could heal all, and he could heal one. He could heal almost everybody and leave one, because he's God. Psalm 115 verse 3. Psalm 115 verse 3 says, our God is in the heavens. He does as he pleases. You can't query him. You can't sue him to court.
If you sue him, who is going to be your judge?
So he does as he pleases. But tonight, the question is, are you going to be the one? If he wants to perform a miracle, if he wants to give beauty for ashes for one person tonight, are you going to be the one?
It's likely that you can be the one if you are one of his children. But if you are not one of his children, it's not likely that he will give a miracle to someone who says, I don't want to belong to Christ. Like he said to that woman, he said, I can't give the bread of children to dogs. As far as God is concerned, there are only two categories of people, children and dogs. The Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. If you have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, as far as God is concerned, you are as good as a dog. You go through the scriptures, you will see it again and again occurring. He said, outside are dogs. Children are inside. Dogs outside. That is why I'm appealing to you tonight. Because of one or two other things that God still wants to do. Because this is a night none of us will forget. Why don't you surrender your life to Jesus? Why do you want to continue to suffer? Why do you want to retain ashes instead of beauty? I mean, because the choice is yours now. You can have beauty or you can have ashes. And the word of God is clear. He said we cannot continue in sin and expect grace to abound. He said God forbid. You cannot want to continue in your way of sin and expect the Almighty God to intervene in your affairs. He's not going to do it. Listen, I've been walking with God now for close to 40 years. I have seen things. I've seen the Almighty God do miracles. Some of the testimonies, if I share it with you people, you won't believe because you are too advanced. You are too scientifically minded. You can't believe that it is possible for while the preacher is preaching for somebody to grow taller. You will not be able to believe that there is a woman whose womb was taken out and yet she gave birth to a set of twins without womb. That's not scientific. So you will say, don't mind them. That's how they talk. I have seen things. In fact, the mere fact that I'm alive today is a sign that the Almighty God is a miracle-working God. But he will not give miracles to sinners. Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2 say, the hand of the Lord is not shortened that he cannot save. Neither is ear heavy that he cannot hear. He said, but your sin have separated between you and your God that he will not hear. So as good as God is, as loving as he is, as ready as he is to help you, if you say, I don't want to belong to you, he won't compel you. He said, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hears my voice, I will come in. So, and open the door to me, I will come in. Somebody said, if he's the Almighty God, why doesn't he kick the door open? I said, he's not a burglar. Unless you invite him in, he won't come in. He wants to help you, but will you allow him? My God is a miracle worker, not a magician. He's a magician who will give you what you call miracle and say you can continue to live as you like. In his own case, if you want him to perform miracles in your life consistently, you must surrender your life to him. You must say bye-bye to a life of sin. That is the condition. He's a holy God. The word of God says two cannot walk together except they be agreed. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. And the Almighty God said, listen, the reason I want you to be holy is because I am holy. So I'm appealing to those of you who are here tonight, because a night like this comes only once in a lifetime. Oh, we may say, after all, we will meet again next year. Who knows? Jesus might have returned before next year. If he doesn't return before next year, you may be dead before next year.
I may be gone before next year. But we have now, we have this moment to take a decision. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 6, verse 2. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2 says, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Don't postpone your decision. Give your life to Jesus now. And I can assure you, he will give you beauty for ashes. So if you are here and you have not yet given your life to Jesus, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. Before I say 10, I want you to stand before me here so I can pray to God for your salvation. So I can ask him to forgive all your sins so that you can have a brand new beginning. Because the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, begin to come now as I begin to count. 1, 2. Now don't forget it. You might be the only one. So don't wait for anybody else. It might be just because of you alone that God has arranged this meeting. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, you begin to come now. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sisters. God bless you. 3. Keep coming. God bless you. And maybe you are a backslider. You gave your life to Jesus once, but you have gone back to doing those things that you said you will never do again. Come now. You can come for restoration. Let the Almighty God restore you and put you back in fellowship with him. Let's go ahead. Keep on clapping for Jesus. If you're a backslider, come. The Lord wants to restore you too. This will be a day of restoration for you. Thank you, Father. Keep coming, those of you who are still on the way. Keep coming. Thank you. Now, those of you already in front and those of you on the way, keep coming. Don't stop. Just keep coming. I want you to talk to the Almighty God now. If you want him to save your soul, if you are coming to the Lord for the first time, pray for salvation. Ask him to be merciful unto you. Ask him to wash away all your sins in his blood. Promise him that you will serve him from now on. And if you're a backslider, say, Lord, I'm sorry, I went back from you. Now, I'm returning. Take me back. Begin to talk to the Almighty God. And the rest of us, will you please stretch your hands towards these people and pray for them? Ask that the Almighty God, who saved your soul, who saved their own souls, that the Almighty God, who has kept you to this moment, will keep them for the rest of their lives. Please, let's intercede for them, brethren. Let's pray for each and every one of them. Let's pray for them. Say, Lord, have mercy on these your children. Save the sinners, restore the backsliders. Let your blood do its work again. Let all their sins be wiped away. Lord God Almighty, give them a brand new beginning, a brand new beginning, a brand new beginning. Let all things pass away, Lord. Let all things become new. Let them know the joy of salvation today. And restore to the backslider the joy of salvation that they have lost. Please, Lord, save souls tonight. And restore backsliders. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. My Father and my God, I want to bless your holy name. I want to thank you for your word that has gone forth. And I want to thank you for the souls that have been converted to you tonight. Your word says no man can come to you except the Father draws him. Father, I thank you for drawing these people. And I thank you that they have not refused your drawing. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, you promise that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. These your children have come to you now. Father, please receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Let your blood wipe away all their sins in Jesus' name. My Lord and my Savior, I'm praying that as you are saving their souls today, you will write their names in the book of life. And every backslider who has returned to you, Father, receive them back fully in Jesus' name. And I pray for these people, the beginning from now, anytime they call on you, you please answer them by fire. And I pray that they will all get beauty for ashes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. Glory be to your holy name. And I pray that none of them will ever go back into the world again. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You're watching Redemption Way.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The same God that our fathers told us about his wonderful works. He is still God. But do you want to begin to experience or continue to experience a life of signs and wonders? Then prepare your minds to attend the 2012 Annual Holy Ghost Congress of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. The week-long program, full of diverse ministrations that will better your life, holds between the 10th and the 15th of December at the Congress Ground, Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos-Ibadan Expressway, Southwest Nigeria. The theme is Signs and Wonders. Ministering will be Pastor E.A. Adeboye, General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, and other men of God from across the globe. Come and receive the anointing so that signs and wonders can follow you always. You are made for signs and wonders. You have to live a life worthy of it. Jesus Christ can guarantee you that.
But by the time you are coming for next year's Congress, everybody will treat you special. Hey!